Let's go to Ezra 3:10. Sometimes people have asked us, and I asked the same question to the saints when I came to the saints. Although the church that we left, they don't use musical instruments. They just don't have a strong teaching against it like the Church of God does. And I didn't know why. Let's go to Ezra 3:10. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets. See, there were the priests. You could say like the ministry of today, they had trumpets. And the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord. They praised the Lord with cymbals after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. To keep that phrase in your mind, ordinance of David, king of Israel, 11. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted. I just love it when God's people shout. They shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundations of the house of the Lord was laid. The temple had been destroyed. They restored it and they were rejoicing and praising the Lord. You know, when our temple is restored, the devil had it. He destroyed it. He took away all the precious things and we return it to the Lord and it's restored. There's real praise coming from this temple. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can't hold back the praise. Thank the Lord. We're rejoicing and shouting, saying, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But I want you to notice that the reason that they had instruments was because it was an ordinance of David that the Lord allowed. It was an ordinance under the law. I'm going to show you later on that it says it clearly under the law. But thanks be unto the Lord that we're no longer under the law. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to First Chronicles 23:5. 1 Chronicles 23:5. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord. Can you imagine hearing 4,000 praising the Lord like we were hearing a while ago? That's just wonderful. I can just imagine the Lord bathing in the sun of praise in heaven. Amen? Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with instruments, which I made, said David, to praise therewith. So the religious world is correct when they say that David praised the Lord with instruments and that's why they do it. But have we been told in the New Testament to do it? That's the question. We're no longer living under the old dispensation. We're no longer living under the law. We're living under grace in the new covenant. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 81 to show that it was an ordinance and a law of God. Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Those of you that can read it out loud, read verse 2 with me. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, and the psaltery. Verse 3 with me. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Verse 4 together. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of God, of the God of Jacob. So, did we not establish right now that using musical instruments was a statute and a law of God? It says it right here. It says it in Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. Amen? To use the timbrel, the pleasant harp, the psaltery, blowing the trumpet on these appointed days of worship. Amen? Let's go to Galatians. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. Ephesians 2, 13 through 15. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. How many of you appreciate the blood of Christ?
Amen.
It's precious blood. I'm thankful for it. If it were not for the blood, we'd have no entrance to heaven. We'd have no way of praying to the Lord. Our prayer would be unacceptable. It's by the blood of Jesus that we enter into the holiest of all. Thank the Lord for that precious blood. That is still efficacious. It still works today. It still has power today. It can still lift the lowest, deep in the mire and the filth of this world sinner and lift him up to a holy state of sanctification. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 14. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. 15. Having abolished. What did Jesus abolish? Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments. Notice clearly that Jesus abolished. He fulfilled it. And then on the cross, he abolished it. The law of commandments, amen, contained in ordinances. What was it that using musical instruments was called by David? An ordinance. Amen? Praise the Lord. That was in Ezra 3:10. It called using musical instruments that David created to worship the Lord. It called it an ordinance of the law. And here it's saying, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. So when you're asked in the future, David used musical instruments in worship, why don't we? Because it doesn't tell us to do that in the New Testament. Jesus abolished the law and did away with it. Abolished the ordinances. Amen? One of the ordinances of the Old Testament was using musical instruments. Amen? We read it in Ezra 3:10. Amen? Praise the Lord. Read it again. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they led the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. Amen? Then we read in Psalms that it was a law and a statute of the Lord. Amen? Now, let's go, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, thank the Lord, to Amos. Amos is in the Old Testament, right after Joel, right before Obadiah, if that helps you any. Amos chapter 5, verse 21. The Lord allowed David and his people to worship him with musical instruments, but there came a time when the Lord got tired of it. He got tired of everything they were doing because it was routine. It was without the Spirit. It was done in form. Amos 5, verse 21. I hate, I despise, says God, your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. 22. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. 23. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. He wasn't going to receive their sacrifices. He wasn't going to receive the songs sung with their lips. He wasn't going to receive the music given out by musical instruments. 24. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. God was going to judge him. He was getting tired of this formality. He wanted a heart worship. He wanted somebody that would worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. It was just an outward form. Amen. And he hated it. He despised it. It had no meaning to him. Let's go to Amos 6, verse 1. Amos 6, 1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Verse 3. Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. Verse 5. That chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David. That drink wine in bowls. And it went on to say many things. And then it says in verse 7. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first. They go captive. They were going to go into captivity. And here they were worshiping the Lord with vials and with music, and God was tired of it. He was looking forward to the new dispensation when we'd worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen? Amen. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Ephesians 5. Now you ask if, I'll ask you, if using musical instruments in worship, we're not talking about using them outside of worship. I like hearing the piano, I like hearing the guitar, music like that, if it's not worldly. But in the service, why don't we do it? Because Jesus didn't command it. He didn't command it. The Holy Spirit did not command it. It's not in the Scriptures. The only way that we read of that they worshiped the Lord in private and in the services was, as we read right here, in Ephesians 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says singing or speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart. doesn't say playing the drums or the guitar. Amen. Let's go over to James 5, verse 13. James 5, 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. When we're merry in the service, we sing songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Apart from that, it doesn't say that they use guitars or viols or tambourines or anything, any kind of musical instrument in the services in the Bible, in the New Testament. No place. In fact, a place where we have that they worship with Jesus, it tells us in Matthew 26 and verse 30. Amen. When they had partaken of the bread of the cup and washed their feet, it says that they went out. Before they went out, it says, Matthew 26 verse 30, and when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. It doesn't say when they had tuned their instruments. It says when they had sung a hymn. And I know that you know that. That's what we do in the Church of God. We sing songs, making melody in our hearts, speaking to one another with songs and psalms. Praise the Lord. That's all the record there is. And if you've ever studied history, musical instruments didn't come in way later, hundreds of years later, way after Jesus left us the Bible that we are to obey, by the way, not the customs and traditions of man that are now using musical instruments in worship. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
I hope that you'll be able to answer better when they ask you, why don't you use musical instruments in worship? Amen? It was part of the law. It was an ordinance of the law. Jesus abolished it, nailed it to the cross, the ordinances. And it wasn't repeated in the New Testament. Amen? Amen. To use musical instruments. Praise the Lord.